AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The House is on track to approve the bipartisan spending compromise approved by the Senate that will head off a government shutdown, but denies President Trump the border wall funding he sought. The Senate leader says that President Trump told him he will declare a national emergency to get the funding. Our Tim McGuire reports.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says declaring a national emergency along the border with Mexico is an overreach by President Trump.
It's not an emergency. What's happening at the border?
She adds GOP members of Congress will rue the day if they back what she calls Trump's abuse of presidential power.
Something that should be met with great unease and dismay.
Pelosi can get a bill to overturn Trump's declaration, though Trump is likely to veto it. Trump's move will certainly draw a court challenge. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Medicare wants to change how it pays for emergency ambulance service, so it's testing a pilot program to allow seniors to be transported to a walk-in clinic or a doctor's office instead of a hospital. Police in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, say a 16-year-old boy is charged with attempted murder for firing a gun inside his high school this morning. No one was hurt. This comes on the anniversary of the massacre last year at Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. A vigil was held today.
My heart breaks. I'm a mom, and I can't even imagine for the families, and they're my friends, my neighbors, what they go through in a daily struggle.
About 9 inches of rain has fallen in the San Bernardino Mountains of California, less in Northern California, but a San Francisco area woman was hurt when her hillside home was swept away in a mudslide.
I don't think anyone predicted, you know, of course, this slide or the scale of this slide.
That's Fire Chief Chris Tubbs on KGO. Amazon has left New York City jilted this Valentine's Day, pulling out of a deal to build a headquarters. This is AP Radio News. Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe says that he moved quickly to protect the Russia probe after his boss James Comey was fired.
Andrew McCabe says he worried the probes could vanish in the night without a trace. He tells CBS's 60 Minutes he wanted to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion.
That were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night.
The interview with McCabe will air Sunday. President Trump this morning says McCabe pretends to be a poor little angel, when in fact he was a big part of the crooked Hillary scandal and the Russia hoax. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The New Alliance of American Football spoke with activist player Colin Kaepernick about joining the league, according to an inside source, but Kaepernick reportedly wanted $20 million to play. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.